Hey, what's up, everybody? Kimberly again. Sorry, I'm having a little snack. So this is going to be more fitting toward what my podcast has been named. No one told me it was going to be this hard. So this might be a trigger warning. I'm just letting you know. I get very emotional sometimes. Not that that's the trigger warning, but what I'm about to talk about is a trigger warning. So I'm a new mom. This is my first child, and he is my only child. Well, I have found it very difficult to watch videos dealing with children that are put in bad situations. I was recently watching this girl talk about how these two drug addicted parents had a baby, and CPS was involved. And they had a foster mom that took the baby in, and the foster mom called and said, I don't think you should let these parents have the baby. Well, come to find out, the only reason they were able to get the child is because their other son, who's 14 at the time, was peeing in a cup and allowing the father to pass drug tests. The mom, however, did not pass, so she wasn't allowed to be at the house and be with the baby. Well, they court ordered that they had to show up to parenting classes, and somebody had to come do wellness checks on the baby. Well, come to find out, they just like vanished off the face of the earth, basically. And God, it was so difficult to watch. But a few months later, the police find them and they're like, "Where's the child?" And they immediately arrest the mom and they're questioning the dad and they're like, "Well, we found the baby dead. And we didn't know what to do." Well, when they get them back to the police station, they're investigating them. And they ended up putting a baby down a well. And they said that the baby had died and didn't know what happened, right? Well, when the police get the baby out of the well, they find that it had broken ribs, fractured skull. And the parents had shot up methamphetamines in their child, which it just blows my mind that they would allow this child to go back to that home when he was in foster care with good parents, and that foster mom called and said, "I don't think you should allow this baby to go back to this home," but they did anyway. So that just it breaks my heart, when people are trying to protect children and the system that is supposed to protect them does the exact opposite, like come on. That couple had been married for like I think she said 20 years. Do you honestly think that that woman was going to stay away and be somewhere else and let the dad take care of the kid? There's no way. And it just blows my mind. Like, that's just so unacceptable. I think whoever was in the who was in the Child Protective Services and took the call from the foster parent, and I'm sure they had to take note of that and file it. And whatever, somebody had to have been like, "Oh, well, maybe we should listen to this foster parent because she's been fostering for years, And she even told them, she's like, "Yeah, the mom is definitely on drugs. I don't know about the dad, but the mom definitely is, because she came in acting so weird, and it was a terrible time." And the foster mom only had the baby for 12 days, is what's blowing my mind. And what is also crazy is whenever the lady went to go give birth, like she was in absolutely no pain. She was in full blown labor. And when the baby came out, the baby was shaking because the baby was very obviously born addicted to the methamphetamines that the parent had been using. Oh, I'm so sorry. But that just. I can't believe the foster system, or not the foster system, the Child Protective Services did not listen to the foster mom. Like, how dare you? But the reason I say I didn't know it was going to be so hard is because I used to be able to watch that stuff and not get so upset. I mean, it still upset me, obviously, but now it's just like, I could not imagine. I would be, if I was that foster mom, I would be raising hell. You know, I would have said, you should have listened to me. I've been fostering for so long. And you still took that child after I said, don't let them take this. This is what I saw. This was my firsthand account. You know, but you're gonna let the father take the baby, even though like they had been married for 20 years, and you think that she's just gonna stay away, and you think they're gonna abide by the court order? No. It just breaks my heart, you know, and I can't believe, but nobody told me the effect that having your own child, having, I can't even think now, the effect it would be emotionally having your own child and watching that kind of stuff. And how it would make you feel. Because I'm obviously crying, if you can't tell by my voice. And I typically don't seek out stuff like that, but I saw it, and then she was telling the story like so well, and I was like, captivated by it, but then like my heart just broke into a million pieces like watching it, and then especially the ending when they found the child. I was just like, oh my God, because they had put this baby in two milk crates, chained it together, weighted it down, and put it in a well so nobody would find it. Like, I don't believe that I don't believe that the baby was dead. At that point, I think they put it in the crate and then just finished it. God, that's so horrible. But yeah, so if you're thinking about being a parent, that may happen. Like, you may not be able to watch certain things that you did before. Ooh, I'm so sorry. So that's something to kind of like think about. Your emotions run really, really high. Even my husband, like his whole outlook on a lot of things has changed. He can't watch some stuff like that because he just cries. I mean, he doesn't like bawl like I'm doing, but he does get upset. Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. But yeah, that's just kind of something that I wanted to share. Nobody told me that it was going to be so difficult watching things about kids and just, like, I mean, instantly you just are overwhelmed. I don't want to say overwhelmed, but I mean your emotions run high, you know, especially if you have kids and something else is going on with somebody else's kids, and you're watching, and you're like, oh my God, what if that was my baby? But anyway, I'm gonna leave this here, and again, I'm really sorry that I got choked up. It's just that's something, you know. I feel like that's something that needs to be said to new parents. Expect that. Expect to not be able to watch a lot of the things that you used to be able to watch and not be as affected by them, but going back and watching them again, and you're like, oh my God, I can't watch that. So don't be surprised. And I'm here telling you, it's hard. It is so hard. But have a good day. I hope you don't cry a whole lot like what I'm doing. So, bye.